going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dormady drops it. Dormady sacked. Peter Taumoapenu could have just sealed it for Las Vegas.
Now the Battle Hawks will be back at it this weekend after taking the loss last week. Hey, we need a win, baby. Let's get one. The Battle Hawks are 2-2. And we go to the guest line this morning, and we bring in Battle Hawks linebacker Peta Taumoapenu, who is with us now on KMOX, getting ready to play the Michigan Panthers Saturday at 6 o'clock. Peta, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing okay. We love talking to Battle Hawks players because every single one we've spoken to so far seems to really love being here. They seem to really love this UFL thing and what it's like playing at the Dome.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely it's a blessing to be a part of the Battle Hawks team. And, you know, coming to St. Louis and play at the Dome, it's something special, especially in the Spring League. There's nowhere else in the Spring League that bring that type of energy and, you know, like St. Louis. So it's always something that I'm looking forward to every week.
How much different is it really? Because, we just saw the game in Arlington, and it looked like there was nobody there. So what is it like to play here in St. Louis?
Oh, it's a big difference. I mean, like, not only that we excited about coming back home and play in front of fans that really support us, but also the other teams, too, when they have a chance to come and play us at home, it's almost like their Super Bowl for them, too. It's like it's the energy is so high. It just, you know, it's like it feels like when I'm in the NFL, you know. It's great energy environments, and it's something you want to be a part of.
That's awesome. That's a high compliment, too, for the city of St. Louis. What a football town we are to kind of bring back those feelings, right?
Yes. It's amazing. Like the experience of playing in St. Louis is incredible because nowhere else in the Spring League that you feel that type of experience. But, you know, St. Louis in the NFL.
I love it. And I want to talk about the Battle Hawks, but I also want to ask you about, like, you're born in Texas. You moved to Tonga with your parents. You were only a few months old. Yeah. It wasn't an independent
move. No, you didn't buy a ticket.
You didn't buy a ticket and go by yourself. You moved back to the U.S. in high school, but you were playing rugby, right, in Tonga, not football.
Yes. Yeah. You want me to talk a little bit about it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah. I was born out here in Texas, and I moved to Tonga with my grandparents. You know, I'm Polynesian, and a big part of our culture is being able to grow up and understand a little bit about who we are, where we're from. And that was the main reason why I moved to Tonga, so I can, you know, like, learn and study about my culture. So I grew up in Tonga, and in Tonga, there's no football. It's just rugby, which is grew up playing rugby my whole life, and then I moved back to my senior year in high school. And just to find out that, you know, rugby is not as big out here in America. Mm. So my uncle introduced me to football and tell me all the benefits it could, you know, could do for me, for my life. So he told me that I can go to college for free if I do good. So I saw it as an opportunity to help my mom pay for school, and that's when football would start for me.
So it, I mean, it helps you get into college. How did how did rugby help you play football? I mean, it's there's a lot of similarity there, but I mean, you're putting on pads, so that's different.
Yeah, rugby definitely helps me a lot as far as like mentality. You know, like I remember growing up, we played. There's no shoulder pads or helmets, and you know, every single game you. The percentage of me breaking my, you know, broken my nose is super high. So,
how many times you broken your nose?
Too many times. And
can you even count?
My grandpa will grab me and look at me like, he look at me, he wipe it off, and he go, all right, you good, go back in there.
That's insane. I feel like rugby is the only sport that makes football look safer. like that's insane to me. Rugby is rugby players, it's a next level of brutality.
Well, they're very similar. Rugby's as far as like, you know, as far as physicals, they I feel like, to me, honestly, they pretty much the same, except there's no shoulder pads and, you know, and you know, helmets, but football, it's a lot more mental, you know, which is like, I suppose that all 11 guys on the field has to be on the same page in order to make the play happen. Versus as rugby, you can kind of freestyle a little bit, you know, you can get the ball, just kind of take it in your own way and stuff. But, you know, so it's very interesting, like, that both sports really helped me, you know, as a player, an athlete.
I bet you, but you never tried on the football field, never tried to like lift up one of your line mates to get the ball like they
do
in rugby.
You can't do that.
Rugby. They lift them up in
rugby.
I know
you can't do that in football.
Wait.
Don't you lift up one of your teammates in rugby?
Oh, yeah, when you do the scrum. Yeah. So luckily, I didn't get to do that part. That's not part of my position. But.
Okay. Well, so, like to block a field goal. You lift up one of your line mates. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny. You know a little bit about your rugby, huh?
Yeah. Oh, good job. Dude, she won't stop talking about rugby.
Hey, I did that. It's Alana Mayer. I think that's how you say her name. The female rugby player that went to Paris and
the Olympics. Yeah,
in the Olympics. Yeah, she introduced me to the sport in a lot of ways.
Oh wow! Seems like St. Louis is gonna need to come up with a rugby team, huh?
That's right. That's right. You can help. You can coach and recruit and be on the team.
and play football.
Oh, very funny.
See, you're on the wrong side of the ball for that. You know, the NFL's got the tush push thing. Are you allowed to do that in UFL?
They're like the which one? The scrum?
No, the tush push. You know, where the quarterback gets the ball at the goal line, and they've got at a you know, like a fourth and one, and they've got
the
people pushing forward.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. I mean, if you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they mastered that, and I'm sure they have a rugby left tackle on their team, and I'm sure they use a little bit of rugby style to like make it happen.
Yeah, and they're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to get rid of it in the NFL.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's tough.
Well, they should keep it.
Sneaks. Yeah, they should. It's kind of fun, you know. It just tests everybody's will, especially when both sides need to stop a 1 yard play and. That's how I try to make overcome it. So it's interesting.
Linebacker Pita Taumiapenu is with the Battle Hawks, and again, they will play the Panthers on Saturday. So we talked to Gary Jennings last week, and he promised us. He promised us that when the championship game happens, because it's going to be in St. Louis, he promised that you will be in that game. Can you make the same promise?
You know what? Like St. Louis, you guys deserve it more than any other fan base in this league. And to us is something that we always talk about, you know, in our preparation. Even today, we had a lot of meetings about, you know, how we can able to overcome, you know, all them. You know, we made mistakes, right? The last couple, we made some plays, we made some mistakes the last two games. But the mistake that we have to learn from it and move on because we have a bigger goals. And that's our ultimate goals is bringing the championship game to St. Louis and us be there to represent you guys because there's no other city that give back to the community of, to the football, UFL, than St. Louis, which is, yeah, that's a promise that we tell ourselves every single day when we show up to meeting or practice every day.
That sounds like a promise to me. Okay, we'll take it.
I like it. Well, what do the Battle Hawks need to do to turn things around against the Panthers on Saturday?
I know our offense is going to do their things. As for me, as a defense, you know, we are going to continue to play hard, you know, create turnover and bring the ball back to our offense so they can go score. And, I know it's going to take every single one of us on the teams to perform, like, in a high level. And we talk about it today, and we are excited to come back out there to St. Louis to give you guys everything we got. And we know as long as we take care of what we're supposed to do in our assignment, our fundamental, and our techniques, we're going to have a great chance of winning the games for you guys.
Okay, so we are 4 days away from the game at the Battle Dome against the Michigan Panthers. We know it will be a lot of people there, a lot of people drinking. It's a lot of
a rowdy crowd.
There's a lot of rowdiness and drinking. You notice that, don't you, from the field?
Yep. I see them all the time. excited, and I'm looking forward to see them again.
Well, we're excited to have you guys back in town. We're looking forward to the game on Saturday. Peta Taumiapenu, thank you so much for visiting with us today, and good luck on Saturday.
Oh, thank you guys so much for your time. We'll see you guys soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Peta Taumiapenu, Battle Hawks linebacker with us. On KMOX. I'm telling you, everybody we've talked to with the team, they're just so much fun.
They're
loving it. They're having a great time.
Games
are fun.
They're fun. And for him to say that gave him the vibe of an NFL game.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Like 30,000 people. And that's not an NFL. I mean, an NFL game usually has at least 60, right? But when you get 30, it's still very loud in that building, and there is not any other city that is doing what St. Louis does with the Battle Hawks. And they are fun games, 2-2 on the season. A lot of teams are 3-1, so they're not too far off. They'll get right back in there. They will play Saturday, 6 o'clock at the Battle Dome against the Panthers. When we come back, there is this thing happening with artificial intelligence where fake job seekers are flooding the market, and they're complicating things for people who are looking for work. We've got a software engineer, David Motadwa, will join us next to discuss what's happening on 104.1 FM KMOX.